Then we've got number two, which is currently number five. In addition, I would put these words, in addition to the 1 month operating reserve, comma, each unit must have an emergency reserve equal to at least 2 months operating expenses. Units may use this money only in the case of a catastrophic event and must submit a plan for replenishing it. And then again, six is just a continuation of five. So this should be 2A and 2B. Or 2B, any unit that does not meet the emergency reserve requirement shall budget. And then just give the three definitions there at the end, because that way we're focusing on what this really, I really just commend this working group. I think it's great. And I would like to ask if,
okay.
If anybody else.
Have you done that on your computer,
yeah,
Jane?
Yes, I have. You want to send it out?
You have to speak louder. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can send it out.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, are there any other comments?
Yes, Dave's still on the staff.
Sure, Dave.
Yeah, it's really hard after work. I mean, I appreciate Jane's comments, but I must say I feel her stylistic preferences, mine are 180 degrees in the other direction, and I always like knowing what the definition of something is before the term is used. And I wish that if this were going to be proposed, it had been proposed on email ahead of time. This thing's been circulated a lot. None of those changes change meanings. And I don't want to spend the time reorganizing and working it out. Again, stylistically, I completely disagree. But you know, I don't care that much as long as the policy gets passed. As to the one other point that came up in the working group was that note that this policy calls for an operating reserve and an emergency reserve. Note also that stations need to develop things like, for example, capital reserves, and it doesn't speak to that. And the idea was that surpluses beyond, for example, in the case of a station that had already its operating reserve, it had and was building up its emergency reserve. So beyond that half month that it had to put each year into its emergency reserve, it might want to use other surplus monies that it developed to build other reserves. For example, capital reserves. So that was kind of the idea, that stations would still be budgeting surplus above and beyond, but just not for the emergency or the operating reserve, which were special reserves for special purposes. The other point I want to make is relevant to what Lonnie just said, because when he talks about stations that don't have reserves, this policy does require any station that doesn't have an operating reserve to actually budget 1 month's surplus, to budget at least a month's surplus and to put that money at the end of the year into operating. So some stations may want to even try and budget more than a month, although they may not be able to. The last thing I want to say is that at the end, where Lonnie's proposing that 1 month be defined as the operating expenses divided by 12 plus central services, I don't think, I mean, that's essentially saying 1.2 months, because stations don't pay central services when they need to use reserves. They've already paid them when they earn the money. So I wouldn't like to include it. I just wish, I would just like to vote this thing and move, though. So I.
Okay, are there any other comments? This is Lawrence. I mean, on the version that I had was that the initial, I guess one of the initial versions was that it would not include the capital spending or the central levy and divided by 12. So I see then it, in this version, it has plus central services expense. So can I get a feel in terms of did we say we were going to include it or not include it? Lonnie?
My vote would be to include it. But I don't. I think that the way you just explained it, it's more stringent than what we currently have.
Absolutely it is.
And, I just want to be clear that it is far more stringent than what we currently have, and that what I'm raising is, I certainly support it, don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure that stations will be able to do it get 2 or 3 months, I'm not sure. I just do not think that it's going to happen for us. And you get down to pencil and paper and say, who is going to be able to actually do this? I'm just not sure that's going to happen for most of these stations. Now, the last point I'll make is, not that we shouldn't pass it, I certainly think we should put it as a benchmark, as a target to get to, but realistically, it's tough. On the essential services, my argument would be yes to include essential services, because that's a bill like any other bill, and it needs to be paid. To take it out would leave the station without the cash to pay that bill, and I don't want that to happen to the national office. So, of course, it's just like any other vendor, any other bill that has to be paid, so it has to be included as an expense.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Baruti, yes.
Okay, I want to make it short.
I can't hear you.
I'm going to make a quick comment. Stations don't pay central services on a withdrawal from their bank account.
Out of reserves, out of operating. That's what I'm talking about.
Either way, whatever. You're taking
this
money.
This is the 1 month operating, excuse me, this is Lauren. I'm sorry. But yeah, the point is that's 1 month operating expenses. I think intrinsically, I don't believe you would include it. Can we put this to a quick vote on this in terms of should we include central services? And I would like to say that I think Jane's ideas are very sound, and that reads much better because it does. I think it's not just wordsmithing; it's just making it more clear, because this is very good in terms of finally, seeing this after all the work with the working group and with Lonnie, I think Jane's idea for me clarifies it better. And in fact, I just sent out a thing even with the definitions, without even the sentences, just the reserves equal this and the net surplus, and I think that does make it clearer. Maybe we can do a quick vote on the style, or what Dave considers the style, and then just a quick vote on should we include central services in terms of 1 month operating expenses, the debt defined in terms of having that as a requirement.
This is Sandra. Can I get on the set?
Yeah, let's do Jane, Sandra.
Thank you, LaVarne. I see this, and that's exactly it. To me, it was a lot of words. It's very hard for me to follow this, and I'm going to just throw in for the record. I recall sending out some of these same comments about a month ago, but because it's been a long month, I have forgotten. I couldn't find them, but I know for sure I sent out some of these ideas, and nobody got back to me, and I don't hold it against any of the committee because everybody's busy. But, I mean, this is not the first time I brought up some of these concerns. It was very difficult for me to follow. And I like the definitions that LaVarne just sent out. I also sent out the reorganization. And, in fact, it doesn't matter to me if the definitions are at the beginning or at the end. But what does matter is that there's really only these two main concepts. And as long as the definitions are pulled out, set aside with as few words as possible, so that there's no ambiguity, no room for typos. That's
point of information.
It's important to me. And
Brian?
And after 3 years, I think we could take another 10 minutes and get it right.
Thank you. Brian?
Does everyone have a copy of the policy that Jane just sent out?
I don't have it yet.
I just got it in email.
I just got it.
I'm still, the DSL doesn't work. I'm sorry. It doesn't seem to be working right for me quite yet. But, Sandra, if we can go to, I hear your point of order and I heard the question, but Sandra?
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. I too appreciate everybody's hard work on this, and I know it's been a long time coming. I quite frankly agree with Jane's assessment. With the exception that I really think that before you do anything, you should put the definitions out there. And I would really like to see us get this right and get it done tonight. So I would like to move that we vote as to making one item number one, the three definitions, which is 1, 2, and 7. And then item number two would be what is now 3 and 4. And item number three would be items 5 and 6.
Jane, just sent out something that's worded exactly as you just described, definitions up front.
Yeah, that's what she just said.
And then the rest. So maybe we could
said.
Just move adoption of that since we all have it in front of us in writing.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet, but I trust you on this one.
Can somebody double-check these definitions? Unit reserves equals cash in bank minus accounts payable as reflected on the end of the fiscal year balance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Annual net surplus equals the amount labeled surplus slash deficit after cash and capital on the end of fiscal year income statement.
That's correct.
And then 1 month's operating expenses equals the unit operating cost divided by 12.
Yeah.
Annual operating cost.
Lining cost an operating reserve requirement. So we just need to change that to operating reserve requirement.
No.
No, I call it surplus.
Definition right here says... Okay, good. Oh, in B, you said you have any unit, you know, that does not meet the operating reserve requirement.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in the operating reserve requirement, isn't that the 1 month of operating expenses?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, because I was trying to pull them out, too, because I couldn't follow it unless you said the definition, unless it's defined. Like,
yeah,
say, with
that's
this
a
little
good point,
word,
Yvonne.
You know, just basically, you know, what the definitions are. So.
Well, I don't want to go back over definitions. I'll go along with the policy. I think it's more stringent than what I was proposing, and so I'll go along with it on the grounds that 3 months is better than 1 month. So I'm not gonna argue about it. So
okay, we're just picking it out of what you have on number. Which was the old number four? You said any unit not able to meet the operating reserve requirement. So, you know, just need to define the operating reserve requirement,
yeah.
And I believe it's your 1 month operating expense.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, so that's the same thing that Jane and Sandra are saying.
Yeah, I agree.
That. So we could just change that on the 1 month operating expense, just say operating reserve requirement, and that's the 1 month operating expense, and then what the unit's annual operating cost, not including capital. And then our central services, and then...
Excuse me, Chair?
I'm sorry, yes.
I think if we go through one and two and make sure that whatever we say up above is actually the same. For example, number one says each unit must have a reserve of at least 1 month's operating expenses. So shouldn't we have 1 month's operating expenses being the phrase that we're defining?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, in the text of what was four, Lonnie says any unit not able to meet the operating reserve requirement, And the operating reserve requirement, I believe, Lonnie, you can tell me, is the 1 month operating expenses.
They will be equal. So it's a little confusing, but an operating expenses, 1 month operating expenses refers to the current year.
Yeah.
Which the budget is being done. But an operating reserve is money in the bank that follows that definition of, cash minus accounts payable. So an operating reserve is designed to cover operating expenses, at least that's the sense that I had of it.
Okay, we're just trying to get the definition that you used a term.
Madam Chair?
Who is that?
Dave?
Sure.
Yeah, I think Jane's note is clear, correct, and I'm ready to vote on it.
We just need to change the 1 month operating expenses to be in years operating cost divided by 12.
Or just what?
Yeah, I think we need to define the operating reserve requirement is the 1 month of operating expenses.
Yeah,
that's what it says.
Right.
Point one says that it has a reserve of at least 1 month's operating expenses.
Okay, but operating reserve requirement on the third line, operating reserve requirement, and then 1 month operating expenses, then define it. That's the only thing I'm saying. Add in front of it because that's the term that's used
Chair?
In the text
Chair?
Of the
Chair?
Of the requirement here.
May I respond to that?
Sure, go ahead, please.
Okay. if you're looking at the one that I sent out, your item one, I believe that you're referring to the third sentence. That
yes.
Any unit that does not meet the operating reserve requirement shall budget, okay?
Right.
If you now take that sentence and just say, any unit that does not meet this
I'm still talking about the definition.
But,
point of order.
I'm sorry, Dave. We're just trying to clarify this. Can you just give
You're interrupting her, and I'd like you not to.
No, I thought we were discussing this back and forth, Dave, so Jane and I. But thank you for your caution. I'm sorry, Jane. Please proceed.
I'm just saying in that sentence, if you strike the word operating and you just say any unit that does not meet this reserve requirement, then you're going to see that that sentence is referring to the first two sentences in that point. So you don't have to define it because it's already defined there in the first two sentences. The first two sentences define that. So I think we should just insert the words divided by 12 into 1 month's operating expense definition and vote on it. That's what I would like to move.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Yeah. okay. So shall we vote on this? Is there more discussion? Shall we vote on what we have here?
Question.
Sure, Ambrose.
I noticed the transmittal from Lonnie added plus central service expenses.
Yeah.
To that definition, and this is... And this one says not including capital spending or central services.
Okay, first, we need to vote on that because Liney wants to continue to include it, and I think there's some who would not like it to be included. So shall we vote on whether we should include central services or whether we should not include
it? I will move to divide, Madam Chair.
Please. Okay, let's do that. And then the first part of the motion we will consider is whether to include central services on definitions of 1 month operating expenses. Okay, is there further discussion?
Yeah, can I motivate it?
Please.
Well, I don't want to repeat myself, but I think that we're not talking about the reserve that's in the bank. We're talking about operating reserve. And an operating reserve must include all the expenses, and central services is an expense, and it's not double counting. And so I think that it absolutely, positively should be included.
Okay. I'll entertain.
May I, Madam Chair?
I said one person who supports not including it.
Brian here.
Okay, Brian.
The issue is, in an unforeseen circumstance, what does the station need to operate? Unforeseen circumstances when you don't have listener support coming in. There's no listener support coming in. There's no levy going out. Now, national office has to maintain operations regardless. I get that. But that's why the national office is supposed to have its own reserve.
Okay.
You're creating overlapping reserve requirements if you say that 1 month includes your portion of the levy and the national office has to create its own 1 month too.
Okay. This is LaVorn. And just to add, your central services is based on income achieved. So if you achieve $100,000 in income, your levy is 20%, so you send $20,000 to the national office. That's the whole point. There's no income there to send to the national office. So so this is like a levy on your reserve. You can't have a levy on your reserve. The reserve is to take care of the operating expenses that is not linked to income. There's no income. That's why you have to use your reserve. So you can't levy your reserve. But anyway, let's take it. Would someone like to vote that is in support of central services as I spoke against? Okay, let's take it to a vote. Shall we call the roll? Casey, are you prepared?
Well, is there a motion on the floor?
Yes, the motion was the original policy, reserve policy, and then Dave asked to divide the motion to consider whether we should add central services on the 1 month operating expenses.
I asked to divide.
The motion on the floor is the motion to divide. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I had asked for it to be divided.
We agreed to divide.
Can we just agree?
Can we just agree?
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Can we just vote on the actual question about the phrase that we don't have agreement on? What is it? The definition of 1 month
I'll
operating expenses?
Yes, that's where
I
we are.
That.
Okay, right. Where we are right now is we have divided the motion on the reserve policy, and the motion we're considering is whether we should include central services in terms of defining 1 month operating expenses and what the requirement would be. So the vote is the vote is yes if you would like to include central services. The vote is no if you would not like to include central services when you're defining how much of your what exactly the 1 month operating expense is.
Madam Chair, I believe yes. Brian has a motion to move this forward.
Yeah, you can't move it like that. You have to move specific language. So here is what I will move.
Thank
1 month's operating expenses is defined as the unit's annual operating costs, not including capital spending or central services, divided by 12. Tell me if you need that again, Casey.
I do. One more time.
One month's operating expenses.
Go ahead.
Is defined as the unit's annual operating costs.
Got it.
Not including capital spending.
Thank
or
you.
Central services divided by 12.
Thank you.
And that would be a motion to amend the main motion. That would be to replace the 1 month's operating expenses definition in Jane's
right.
email.
Got it.
Okay,
ready? Adelson?
Yes.
Allen?
I'm going to pass for now.
Fediaco?
Yes.
Edwards?
Yes.
Gatewood?
Yes.
Heffley?
Yes.
Hicks?
No.
Lane?
No.
McFall is yes. Rawline?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
And Alan, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Teresa.
No problem.
That's 8-2. The motion carries.
Okay. So then that was the, I thought it was a divided motion, but you said it was an amendment. Okay, so now what we'd like to do is vote on the main motion. And the main motion is the policy that Liney had sent out with the...
I actually moved Jane's email.
You sent in an email. Okay, and with...
Into what, a different inbox?
Could you please resend that to me? I still not received Jane's email.
I wonder if I might be going into your spam. I don't know. Does somebody else want to try forward?
You might be going into my home email, and I'm at the office.
So where do you want it sent to?
If you could please send it to S. Rawlin, Rawline, at firstam.
I'll get it, Jane. I'll do it as amended.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we would like to vote on the main motion. And the main motion is...
Do you want me to read it? Definition?
Okay, we could. What I'm reading is from Jane. So I don't know. Brian, you said you sent one out afterwards?
No, he said that his motion was to adopt this with the one amendment to the definition, adding the word divided by 12.
Right.
So that was his motion, was to adopt this one that I sent out.
Okay,
with
right.
That one amendment.
Right, because what you've done right is divided by 12. So then we need to vote on the main motion, and the main motion is the one that Jane has sent out.
Should I read it just to be sure we're on the same page?
Or I can read it. I have it right here in front of me. It's each we have the definitions at the beginning. The unit reserves equals cash in bank minus accounts payable
as reflected on the end of the fiscal year balance sheet. Annual net surplus equal the amount labeled surplus slash deficit after cash and capital on the end of fiscal year income statement. 1 month operating expenses equal the unit's annual operating cost divided by 12, not including capital spending or central services divided by 12. Number one, each unit must have a reserve of at least 1 month's operating expenses at the end of the fiscal year. Units may tap this reserve to cover cash flow shortfalls, but must replenish it by the end of the same fiscal year. Any unit that does not meet the operating reserve requirement shall budget an annual net surplus of no less than 1 month's operating expenses until it satisfies the reserve requirement. Number two, in addition to 1 month's operating expenses, each unit must have an emergency reserve equal to at least 2 months' operating expenses. Units may use this money only in the case of a catastrophic event and must submit it to the CFO and the Finance Committee, a plan for replenishing it. Any unit that does not meet the emergency reserve requirement shall budget an annual net surplus of no less than one-half of 1 month's operating expenses until it satisfies the emergency reserve requirement. That surplus shall enter the unit's reserves at the end of the fiscal year. Okay, that is the main motion as amended. Do we have...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just want to make sure what I have as the main motion is that Gatewood moves that the NSC recommend that the PNB approve the following policy and then put that in. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Do we need discussion on this again, or shall we just take it to a vote?
I would like to vote, please.
Okay. Is there anyone who's opposed to this motion? Okay, I don't hear any opposition, so moved. Thank you. And the other... okay, so we've done reserve. I sent out the financial impact of motions, the one that we had considered earlier.
Now I have it.
Okay. I think we discussed this before. Lonnie, have you gotten? Do you have that?
Oh yeah, I sent out an email version of the financial impact statement.
Okay, you also sent it out.
Yes, I can send it again.
Okay, why don't you do that? Because the one that I sent out was one from. I think it was from July that we had in the agenda. So let me just get a feel right now. Do we want to go through these? Looking at the agenda, go through the financial impact again and the proposed bylaws change, or should we? It's already 6:39. Or should we try to tackle? Or should we just go through this? Or should we try to go into the station budgets?
I move with going to the station budget.
I do too, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank
Me
you.
Me three.
Yeah, okay, great.
Me four.
Without objection?
Without objection, okay. Well, we'd like to move the agenda to the budget. So we had a postponed motion on BAI, so that's A. So again, Adelson had a motion, so has everyone had an opportunity to look at this? So it's open for discussion. Okay.
This is Dave.
Yes, please.
I think the original motion said continue 2006 spending levels, but I think it's probably a better idea with any of these continued motions to reduce by 5%, just so there's an incentive to not let it linger.
Okay, reduce spending by 5%.
Yeah. So the board will authorize spending at 2006 levels at 5% below 2006 levels. Obviously, that doesn't affect the staff salaries, so it's going to be because you can't reduce staff salaries. But that means that other spending is going to have to be reduced by an amount that totals 5%, so that the total is 5% less than the monthly 2006.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Sure, Jane. Someone is moving stuff around. If you could kind of mute your phone. Thank you.
And this is Ruthie. Can I get on the stack, please?
Okay, so I heard Jane and before Baruti. Was there someone before you? Okay, Jane.
I just wonder about the effectiveness of the proposal of 5% reduction in authorized expenditures. And the reason that I wonder about the effectiveness of that is because the budget is a targeted number. We're looking at how, we're trying to budget the money for the coming year, and there's nothing. I don't actually see it affecting actual spending patterns, just because we budget it differently. I question the effectiveness of such a proposal.
Okay, may I be on the stack to respond?
Okay, after Baruti, yes.
No, he can respond, then I'll.
Okay. Dave?
It is effective because there is a spending authorization that's required. I mean, if you're not authorized to spend more than that. But given the lateness of the hour and the potential complexities that people might argue about, I'm willing to withdraw it if people don't want to do it. I just want to get the idea forward, which is give another piece of time for the station while we work on the budget, and the spending authorization ends when that period of time ends, so that the budget has to be there. And I hope Baruti will address the question that was left out of my motion, which is, what are the targets that they're going to be required to meet?
Okay. Baruti?
Well, that's not what I was going to. I had a question in the context of Dave's motion being on the table, or whatever motion is going to be put on the floor as it relates to the spending. One of the items that was new in our budget this year that everyone felt strongly about was the hiring of a development person. We don't have a development person. In order for the station to move forward with reducing on-air fundraising, it's going to be important that we get a development person in place as soon as possible. So I was just wanted to put out there, whatever the committee agrees to, hopefully it wouldn't impact our objective of hiring a development person to reduce the amount of on-air fundraising that we're currently doing at the station.
Point of information?
Yes, Brian.
So is Dave's motion withdrawn now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
May I get on the stack again to respond to Baruti?
Sure. Dave, I'm sorry.
So can we just address that by saying 2006 levels plus we allow the hiring of a development director?
As you had said, Dave, I think that the whole conversation we've discussed it a lot yesterday, and that you did withdraw the motion, right? And
which
can
motion?
Your motion to I thought you withdrew your motion to recommend the PNDB authorize WBI to continue spending. You didn't withdraw that motion?
No, the 5%.
Oh, the 5%.
Part,
oh, okay.
It's not worth spending the time on. But
okay.
We have to have a motion, and we agree. I think there's consensus that the budget that BAI is presenting doesn't deal with the fact that there are in arrears on this year's central services payments, and next year's situation doesn't look strong. So we want, there's got to be something that authorizes them to continue to do business while this work happens.
Okay. Are there other comments, concerns?
Patty?
Yes.
Brian?
What I'm concerned is what my concerns were yesterday, due to the fact that the station has been running without oversight, and in the interim manager's own words, there's been no evaluations of staff. I mean, union staff, anybody. Is there a way to add into this that these must take place as well? We can, I think we have to decide how to spend our money and to make sure that management has that, you know, that things are operating properly. Now we have this management change, so I don't know how it fits in, but I would like let's see, and that maybe to add after and the approved by the LSB no later than November 15th, and that evaluations of paid staff be included in the how would that work? I really think that we need to not just look at the money. We have to go to what the problem is, and at least to make sure that because of the issues of time cards and no evaluations, that we're maybe losing some money here. And so somehow I would like that analyzed in there, if anybody has good language for it.
Okay. Is there someone else on the side? Brian, you were next.
Yeah. My concern, I get that we have problems with the budget. I get that we got to kick it back to the AI for something better. My concern is that just saying spend at 2006 budgeted levels is a little ambiguous. Like, does that mean use the October 2006 budget for October 2007? And also that it's a little restrictive if BAI does need to do, for instance, some reshuffling to make things better, like get a development person in there. On the other hand, if we just say you don't have an approved budget, I don't know where that leaves us either. Does that mean there's no parameters for spending at that station? So I'm wondering if rather than imposing parameters from the board, we don't need to shift authorities and more strongly involve the national office in oversight of BAI spending until it has a better budget. I'd be interested to hear other people's thoughts. I don't think we quite have it yet.
Is there any, Mrs. LeBron, I'll get on this back. One thing on this, the motion there, one thing that we could do is like we have continuing financial oversight by the CFO and operational or governance oversight by the ED. And that could take into account all of the operational and governance processes that need to take place. Like, for example, you're saying the hiring issues. That means that would be the ED would have responsibility for that, for evaluations and the other activities, processes that need to take place. So to put into the motion that the oversight by the CFO is a financial oversight and that operational or governance oversight by the ED.
Well, they've got that oversight already. I mean, the question is, do you need to, like, put restrictions on check signing authority at the station? I don't know.
Well, see, but the detail like that would go into... This has happened many times in the past. This is Lauren. It's happened in the past. So Lani has a process that they have done. And so, that and the details Lani could, I guess, send out at some point in terms of how they've handled it in the past. But the issue the question that Patty had was it's not just financial oversight. It's basically operational oversight and the issues with bylaws as far as and personnel.
Yeah, but operational oversight's outside our purview as the Finance Committee.
Yep.
We're dealing with the numbers here, not whether or not people get evaluated.
Yeah, the whole motion is when you're asking for this to be done, the financial rim of it extends to all of it. So you would have, the strict financial part, but then this is a recommendation to the PNB that the other part be taken over by the ED. Because they also in this, because the follow-up is that, like Greg had said yesterday, is that they're in the process of hiring bringing another IGM on. So we certainly need that to continue. Dave?
Yeah, I agree with Brian. I think it'll be much better received and we'll be much better off if we don't get into that. There may be things for the personnel committee to look at, and for other folks to look at, but I think what we need to address ourselves to is how do we make sure that we get a good budget, and in the time we're waiting to get a good budget, that steps are being taken that move in the right direction. And I think that, you know, I take Brian's point about the difficulty of you know, defining a level that actually makes sense. You know, I don't know that we need to say they need to take over. I'm sure that will cause loads of festivities and good feelings all around. Maybe we can impel, like, weekly consultation of the GM with the CFO in budgeting decisions or some such thing like that that's not going to be perceived as, you know, swooping in and taking over, but at the same time gets what we need done, which is continued shifts and reductions and strong planning to reduce. And maybe by having the CFO more involved in that on a weekly basis, we'll be able to target and get, you know, the better budget developed, having that interaction. So I guess I'm speaking in opposition to having our motion consider more than just the financial aspects. And if we take Brian's approach, and I understand the rationale, maybe we could even combine it and say authorize to spend at 2,000 levels, grant the CFO the authority to make exceptions to that where needed, and require weekly consultations on expenditures or weekly review of expenditure between the GM and the CFO, or the business manager and the CFO, which will make it clear that there's a lot of oversight without everybody getting tripped out over power and control.
Okay. Are there other comments? Also, Lonnie, can you just kind of tell us some of the detail in what you've done in the past? Because we talked about it briefly yesterday in terms of how you have handled when there are issues there and the fiscal responsibilities have not been met. What you've done?
I'll describe just briefly what we did do a year and a half ago. We started with the need to reduce expenses, and we developed a recovery plan. If you recall, we call it the recovery plan.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, we identified core functions for the station and core personnel, and then moved from there to core activities. And came up with a staff reduction plan. Moving beyond that, all expenditures were FedExed to me for review and approval, and then consulted with the interim GM at that point around which expenditures seemed wise, and that was in the context of a reduced budget. So the idea was to not only do the budget, but to build in controls such as the budget would, in fact, be implemented as planned. And that worked for stage one at WBAI. Met with the staff. I told folks what was needed, what the issues were, what the plan was, and moved forward. And there were some follow-on activities around timesheets where we had a consultant come in, work with folks there around getting some of that done. The good point about it, on a targeted basis, it worked. The downside of it is that some activities require that there be follow-through. So when you leave the station, some of those things went back to previous patterns. So you have to have on the ground a way to follow up any policy changes that you make, and that's one of the things that would have to be fixed, too. That's why maybe an interim GM with a clear charge would be a person on the ground who would follow through on assuring that the policy to follow through on the ground. But is it doable? Yeah, it did get the job done. WBI's expenses were reduced to $150,000. It brought them away from the brink. But if you have a bad drive, you may save $150,000 on reduced expenses. But if your drive misses by $150,000, well, it sort of wipes that out. And that's sort of what happened, actually. When you miss the drive goals, that creates recreates a problem. My recommendation is that the WBAI and any other station, as a matter of fact, that they're looking to need work around bringing a budget forth that's going to be workable and presentable, that they be asked to do that, and that will be with the proviso of passing any budget, and that they come back by November 16th or the 20th or 30th with a plan to get that done, and working with station personnel to say we must tackle the difficult issues facing the station. Let's work together to see if we come up with a plan and present it to the PNB. And I would, my argument is going to be that they're going to need, as it did at the PAI, it took a year for those savings to accumulate. It takes a long time for staff savings to accumulate. They don't happen in 1 month. And that we do the same thing again with any station, that the board feels needs to look closely at revenue and expense and what the restructuring that might need to be done. So anyway, the motion that I have sent out this morning, that's essentially what I'm proposing, is that we do look at it. We tackle it now, because by the end of April, May, June, toward the end of this fiscal, it will be really late to be trying to deal with some of these issues. We have to tackle them now at the beginning of the fiscal and have a clear plan in a couple of months. That way we will have 6-8 months to work it through and be prepared for next fiscal. Anyway, after
Patty, this is Patty.
After Patty, please.
Okay, Patty, then Baruti. I think this is a different story. I think that, you know, we had some serious spending issues at WBAI a couple of years ago, and I think that the interim general manager has put the brakes on most of the problems that we had like that. What I really feel like is we really need to look at the revenue side and why we're not getting more than $25,000 a day. To keep looking at cutting the budget, except for where there needs to be evaluations and examinations of possible staff cuts, and which is an awful thing to say, but nevertheless, I think we need to examine the staff that's there, and if the work is getting done the way it should, if the time cards are being done, if people are being paid for the work that they're supposed to be doing, you know, these are the issues in my opinion. And the other thing is that why can't we get more than $25,000 a day? The issue is never brought up as to the issues of programming. We've had no oversight, as I've said several times. And this is the issue. The issue is examining why we can't make this money instead of trying to cut costs like just we can't move. The discussion of moving would save us at the most $100,000 a year. That is not the problem. BAI is not in arrears $100,000. And moving and everything is going to create more expenses at this time. I don't think that's the answer. We keep looking around the real issue, which is what we sell, the air, and we're not selling the air. And why aren't we? And this is what I don't know. There's been no evaluations. That's why I think it's important that somewhere along the line, if it's not in the Finance Committee because it's not about money, it's all about the money, and that we are not getting revenue in on the air, and there must be a reason for it, and we never look. And this is why I think it should be in there. But if people don't think it should be in there, then it's got to be brought up somewhere else. But something... I'm all for this, there's got to be something looked at by November 15th, and it can't just be where to take out $50, you know. It has to look at the real problem that is happening there, how a station has collapsed in 3 years or four. And that's, you know, I don't know what else to say. It angers me that people will not admit what the problem is there.
All right, thank you. And, so Baruti, then we need to kind of look at where we are and where we need to go on this motion. Okay,
yeah,
Baruti.
What I wanted to find out was what is going to be the goal of this budget that they're expecting the station to bring back by November 15th. In other words, is there going to be dollar goals associated with it in terms of cost savings? And in conjunction with that, I mean, Lonnie, I wanted to ask him, is it his perception that there's waste at the station? I mean, what are we going to be going back to look for in terms of, obviously I would imagine if there was waste at the station, it would have been, you guys would have handled that already. So what are we going back to look for at this point?
You
want to
take that?
Well, I don't know. Everybody at WBI has a different idea of what needs to be done. And there are lots of ideas. I think that the ultimate solution will be having a staff management get together and identify what they think is in terms of, it may be that it needs to be a reorganization. We went through the same exercise before. Some folks said you need to reorganize WBI because a lot of people are part-time and they're not really there. So efficiency is very low, and their idea would be reorganize and get people into full-time positions and not have so many part-time and half-time and hourly people so that you can have people who have give the station their full effort and attention. People mentioned the fund developer and said we need to have a program around fund development and do it and hire that person that the station has been without a fund developer for some time. So everybody has a different idea. So the approach that I would have is that, and I take Patty's point, around programming. Yes, the product we sell is a source of revenue for every station. And it should be looked at as part of not cutting, but at seeing what can we do to improve the product such that revenue, increases in revenue can be reasonably projected. But that means that that those discussions, as we did it before, have to take place. People put the ideas on the table. We come up with a plan that seems easy. Oh, and we bring it back and say, this is the best thinking of those folks. And then I'll add my 2 cents in, of course. And let's see what we come up with. Yes?
Baruti, does that answer your question?
Sort of. And I guess the only thing I would say is that it doesn't sound like a process that can be started and completed in 45 days. So I don't know if that, I mean, I understand that the need to get this put behind us, but it sounds like this is more than just a 45-day process of fixing what people needs to be addressed.
Your voice is fading.
No, I was just saying it seems to be, I don't think this is something that can be done in 45 days.
Any other comments?
Dave?
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry to digress slightly, but I just want to say our product is not, in my view, a commodity called programming. Our product is service to the community. And so I hope that we see that the reason people support us is for our service, and that one way it expresses itself is through its programming. But that's an important philosophical point to me, and I wanted to weigh in on it. As to not being able to do this in 45 days, my feeling is, Baruti, that maybe what we need is an interim, we mandate that, but maybe Lonnie can come back to the Finance Committee in a month with recommendations about what he thinks are realistic targets after a bit of intensive work with the station management. I mean, right now, I don't know how we can make that definition at this late hour.
Okay, anyone else? This is LaFarge. You know, in the conversation, Dave has the motion here. Brian had said we need to kind of work on it, and that Lonnie had talked, he sent his omnibus plan, which he said could be applied to all stations, but I think as Dave has stated, you know, we're having specific issues with BAI, and that Lonnie has also gone over his recovery plan and what they've done in the past. So, you know, perhaps we can somehow incorporate, you know, the issue now is BAI, I mean, not the other stations, that Dave's motion with actually putting in place now, which I think we should, a recovery plan where you're working with the station, with the management there, with the new IGM, to put this recovery plan in place. And that plan would include, as Patty has said, does include some of the things that will help make the station successful. And so perhaps we should actually incorporate that into this motion now. Lonnie?
I agree. I think that the worst thing we could do is walk away and not take any action.
Yes.
And we need to. It's important for every station. The WBI is not a problem. It's a symptom of larger problems that all stations, because a large number of them, face. So I guess my suggestion would be that we make a motion that WBAI, working with working with the ED, the CFO, and management, bring back to the, finance committee and the PNB a recovery plan by November 30th. They need a couple of months, and that plan be reviewed by the finance committee and the board, and that budget be provisionally passed with a proviso that those that action be taken. That would be basically it.
Question?
Yeah, Dave, I was about to call you. Okay, I call on you. Okay, please, go ahead.
When you say the budget provisionally passed, do you mean the budget that's before us now, the one that was approved by their LSB?
No, I'm agreeing with freezing the budget at 2006 level.
Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you, Dave. So what do you think of what Liney said in terms of incorporating what Liney has proposed within your motion?
Yeah. I'm perfectly happy with the idea of it. It's just a question of language, and the key thing for me is ongoing interaction and oversight between the CFO and their business manager while they work out a feasible financial plan that changes things in some way that's not just window dressing. But yeah, I'm in favor of it. It's just a question of the particular wording now.
Okay, can we get the wording together? Do you want to redo it, Liney or Dave? Who's there? Or Casey,
well,
do you have both of those?
Yeah, well, it would be Dave and John Pimper, but resolved that.
But we need it. We heard it. We need it on the. We need you to put it on the internet.
I'll write it if Liney wants to read. I'll write.
Okay. Well, let's do that again. Sorry about that. Please.
Okay, resolve that.
Wait, give me just a sec. My computer's hanging. Okay, go ahead. Resolve, yes.
Resolve that WBAI management, working with the ED, CFO, and staff, create a recovery plan.
You mean national staff or local staff?
No, local.
Okay.
Okay. Work national and local staff and management, ED and CFO, to develop a recovery plan for the station. To be presented to the PNB and the Finance Committee, and the PNB by November 30th for review and approval. In the meantime, the current budget for WBAI is frozen at 2006 levels.
Can we say spending authorization?
Yes, fine. That's great. Spending authorization is maintained at 2006 level, and CFO and the ED have authorization to make exceptions upon notifying the Finance Committee and the Board. And I think that's an important phrase to add because you have a station or union and some of the salaries may kick in October 1st, and there needs to be some discussion and even negotiations around that.
So, okay, I have that. Can we add also one thing that said that there'll be something like a weekly weekly meeting between the CFO and management to review spending?
Yes, I think
that's too specific for the board to impose.
I think that the plan is that the plan that Liney has talked about definitely would involve that. He would not let up on it.
Dave?
That's a good point. Dave, Liney.
The idea I want in here is ongoing oversight. That's not in this language yet. It says that they'll develop a recovery plan. It says that national staff can do a review. I want the idea that there'll be regular oversight checking in with the CFO. I don't care what language people want to use if they don't think it's too intrusive.
I agree. No problem.
Okay. You have a continuing oversight. Would you wanted to change that to what, Dave?
Okay,
in your motion, you have with continuing oversight.
Okay. Well, that language is fine. That's not in what I just wrote down from what Liney said.
Oh well, you need to incorporate your point into what Liney has said.
Lavarne, can I try this?
Please.
Okay, what I have is moved that WBAI station management, in collaboration with the executive director and CFO, will present a financial recovery plan to the National Finance Committee by November 30th, 2006. Prior to November 30th, 2006, spending authorizations for the station shall be maintained at a 2006 budgeted levels for each line item, and spending shall be closely monitored by the CFO.